AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There were some tense moments at the airport in Malta. A Libyan plane was hijacked by at least two people.
They threatened to blow it up, saying they had hand grenades on board.
The AP's Nicole Winfield reports Malta's prime minister says all the passengers are off the plane and the crew members have left with the hijackers, who surrendered, were searched and taken into custody. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she is relieved Anis Amri, the suspect in the Christmas market attack in Berlin, is no longer a threat. More from the AP's Geir Molson.
The Italian government says that the Tunisian man who is suspected of driving the truck into the Christmas market in Berlin was killed in a shootout with police in Milan in northern Italy.
Italian police say Amri traveled from Germany through France and into Italy after the attack, at least some of it by train. French officials refused to comment on his passage through France despite increased surveillance on its trains. Investigators want to know if Amri had help. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Berlin attack that killed 12 people. Police in Little Rock, Arkansas say a man has surrendered, accused of shooting a 3-year-old boy in what's being described as a road rage incident. Gary Holmes is facing preliminary charges of capital murder and committing a terrorist act. Asen King was on a shopping trip with his grandmother, who told police she had stopped at a stop sign in the pouring rain when a man honked his horn, then got out of his car and fired a gun. Especially on the West Coast, it could be a long day if you're holding an airline ticket. The combination of bad weather and holiday travelers has created a crowd at Los Angeles International Airport. Kelsey Simon's flight was canceled, but the airline refunded the ticket.
They were nice. He was super nice, super calm. I wouldn't have been, so got a lot of people yelling at him.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would be willing to visit the United States if President-elect Donald Trump asked him to. Wall Street at the opening. The Dow is up 2 points. This is AP Radio News. More on Trump and Putin. Both Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are talking about the nuclear arms race. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Trump said yesterday the U.S. should boost its nuclear capability until the rest of the world comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. MSNBC's now reporting the president-elect said in a phone call to one of its hosts, quote, "Let it be an arms race because we will outmatch them at every pass and outlast them all." At a news conference in Moscow, Putin said it's not us who have been speeding up the arms race, adding Russian nuclear missiles can penetrate any missile defense. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Syrian state TV is reporting rebels outside Aleppo shelled a neighborhood in the city. Three people were killed. This is the first bombardment since government forces took control of the whole city of Aleppo after opposition fighters withdrew. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.